going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
PXY Mornings, Moose, Breezy, welcome back to the show. I don't know how many of you also right now, especially with the nice weather yesterday, I was getting killed with allergies. And I know you too. Breezy is trying to currently shovel her eyeballs out with two cold spoons.
No, I literally have them right here. They're soaking in ice. It's, guys, I don't know what to do at this point because...
Pop a Claritin.
The allergies are... Does it actually help?
For me, it does.
Or am I being very stubborn?
It's more
stubborn
of a,
and,
it's so, like an antihistamine. You pop that. It's supposed to last 24 hours. Typically, for some people, it doesn't. But the one thing I hated doing growing up is from the time I was 6 or 7, all the way up until my freshman year of high school, I'd have to go every week to my doctor's office and get 2 shots in each arm for my allergies.
My brother did too.
It was terrible.
Which is insane. Like, how are we here in Western modern day medicine where that's still a thing? You have to get it weekly. That's nuts. But if you didn't get it, you wouldn't be able to breathe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing.
And I think as the weather's turning, or trying to turn, I should say, it was 80 yesterday and it's probably going to snow today. Who knows? But don't quote me on that. That's not factual. But... I mean, it comes with the season changing and your allergies at peak involvement. And honestly, like...
What are you allergic to? Have you ever been tested?
That's the thing. It's like, I have been tested. I've been allergy tested twice. Once when I was in middle school and once...
Well, that was a long time ago.
2 years ago, maybe? Because I had to do it before my nose surgery.
Well, I'm sure pollen's on that list, right?
But like...
Because they were trying to figure out why you had a deviated septum. And yeah. Does anybody else struggle horribly with allergies this time of the year? Because May's creeping up on us, and everything is just floating in the air.
And what's
the flowers and trees are blooming.
What's your remedy?
Like, yeah.
How do you combat it? Because I get, the Claritin and all that stuff. My girlfriend had to put eye drops in my eyes last night. I didn't even know that was a thing. Like, allergy eye drops. I know eye drops are a thing, obviously. But, yeah, and then you and her are like, stop touching your eyes, stop rubbing your eyes. I can't. It's like when you tell me to stop doing something, especially something that releases tension, I'm like, I have to do it. I have to.
I love some of the people that weigh in that try and one-up you. One person just wrote, if you think that's bad, try having a gluten allergy. I can't have any type of bread.
Okay.
That's rough.
Yeah, that's rough.
We feel for you wholeheartedly.
I just raw dog my allergies. I'm like... Well, my eyes itch.
You
don't
get a
touch
medal
them.
For that, Joe.
No, I'm not saying it's good.
Raina says, I absolutely recommend Claritin. That's the best one, but I would consider allergy shots or drops. Yeah, I mean, the allergy shots, I would never want to go back to that. It did help a lot growing up, but I would never want to go back to that.
Yeah.
As soon as it got warm out, that's it. My throat... was scratchy, itchy, my eyes are watering. And that's the same thing that happens now if I'm in a room with a cat.
Was it all year round or just during like
allergy
peak
season?
Okay.
Not all year round. That would be awful.
That would be crazy. But I don't know, you guys. It's tough. This person says, I'm allergic to 75 to 80% of the things that they test you for the allergist. So I get shots because I'm currently taking 4 brands of different allergy pills a day.
Oh, my Lord.
Plus nasal spray just to survive. Hopefully the shots will take care of business and I won't need all of the pills. Also, the pills on vitamin C are a really good suppressor for allergies as well. It doesn't completely cure them, but it does help suppress them for quite a bit without allergy medicine. At least it works for me and my kids.
Yeah, I mean, listen, I'm a big fan of Benadryl. It's a great antihistamine that works, but I think it makes you super drowsy.
Yeah, it's like you can't have allergies if you're just unconscious.
So true, Joe.
Yeah, that's right.
So true. The truest words you've ever spoken.
Also, Allegra makes a really good nasal spray. So if you get really bad symptoms when the pollen count is super high, you could just pop that in your nose. Give it a couple squirts. You're all good to go. That's my personal advice.
I don't want to stick anything up my nose anymore because of everything I went through.
All right. Well, you're not cramming it up into your brain. You know, you're not doing a lobotomy here. Just give it a little squirty squirt.
My biggest fear is like sticking something up there and like refracturing my septum.
And I started doing this. So back when I was in California and didn't have central air, I would stick my head in the freezer every single night to cool off. But also when you're sick, it clears your sinuses. I know, it was terrible. I once put a bag of frozen peas on my face and fell asleep with it and waterboarded myself in the middle of the night because the temp in my apartment got up to 84, 85 degrees. It was awful, you guys. But I noticed
real.
Last night I was a little congested. I stuck my head in the freezer for like a minute and a half before bed. I slept great. It's a little tips and tricks for you.
I just do the vapor rub in the hot shower. That'll clear you out.
Yeah. You getting sweet peas shoved up your nostrils is crazy.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today.
And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.